East of Phoenix, Arizona, the Tonto National Forest is home to a site that is sacred to the San Carlos Apache tribe. But underneath that sacred ground is a treasure, one of the largest copper deposits in North America. A land swap between the U.S. government and a private mining company has been fast-tracked in the last days of the Trump presidency. And yesterday, a native group filed a lawsuit in an 11th-hour attempt to stop the new mine from breaking ground. Deborah Utasia-Kroll is a reporter with the Arizona Republican. She's been following this story. Deborah, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on, Peter.
Sure. In 1955, President Eisenhower tried to protect this land from mining, but then fast forward 1995, a huge copper deposit is found in this area known as Oak Flat, and today we're on the verge of the land swap being approved so the mining project can move forward. What can you tell us about this mine and who's behind it?
Well, the mine is owned by Resolution Copper, which is a subsidiary of Rio Tinto, a British Canadian Australian firm. It's also partially owned by BHP Billiton, which is also a British Australian firm. It's important to note that copper has actually been mined in the area for more than 100 years. The issue is that the way that Resolution wants to mine this particular ore discovery is a method called block cave mining, in which a shaft is dug and then they're going to dig very methodically underneath the ore body. And as they dig, they are saying that the land will collapse upon itself, and then the resulting rubble will be collected and sent through another pipeline to where the copper ore can be extracted from the rock.
And that is why, I'm just going to say, that's why environmental groups are so angry. That's also one of the reasons why indigenous groups are so upset, because it will destroy the land in that way. But I just want to also point out that the state of Arizona, any kid who grew up here knows that the state has five C's, right? Copper, cattle, cotton, citrus, and climate. Just give me a sense of the economic picture and what this new copper mine would mean to the economy.
Well, Resolution Copper estimates that once the construction is done, the construction of course will involve thousands of workers and inject money into the economy. Once that's done, they expect to employ about 1,400 to 1,500 people annually for a period of 40 to 50 years. Now, jobs in that part of the state are highly sought after, because as we all know, copper either goes up or it goes down. So anything that'll keep people employed for that period of time is something that the state is really interested in promoting.
And as we said, this region is sacred to the San Carlos Apache. What are you hearing from them about what this mine would mean for their way of life and for their culture?
Now, Oak Flat is one of those places that, as Wenzler Nosey told me on my last visit there 2 days ago, it's one of those places that has been touched by God. And the destruction of that will destroy a huge part of the Apache religion and deny them a place to engage in certain ceremonies. I think for a non-Indian, the closest parallel would be the Shrine of Lourdes in France. Say the mining company came to the people of Lourdes and said, "Hey, we discovered gold underneath, and we want to get that gold because we need gold in our economy." Unfortunately, Lourdes will have to be destroyed. So that's the type of parallel that they are drawing here. These are places that cannot be moved. You can move a brick and mortar church. You cannot move Lourdes. You cannot move Oak Flat.
So what kind of protests do they have planned here as this moves forward? Are we looking at something like the next Standing Rock?
If they can get enough people onto the land, I would say that there may very well be another Standing Rock. Right now, there's probably only about 10 or 12 people there full-time. And, of course, the leader of Apache Stronghold, Wenzler Nosey, has been living there in a teepee for about 14 or 15 months. And he said he's not leaving. So we'll have to see what happens if they can get the critical mass to get thousands and thousands of people occupying what is right now an unimproved Forest Service campground.
We don't have a lot of time, but the clock does seem to be ticking on this lawsuit. What's next here?
What's next is that the judge in the case has denied their request for an immediate temporary restraining order. However, he has acknowledged that because the clock will start ticking, the government has up to 60 days to convey title to resolution, that he says this is going to require an expedited hearing. The hearing on this will be January 27th in the Federal District Court.
Let's leave it there. Deborah Utasia-Kroll, reporter with the Arizona Republic, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.